Welcome to the Sermon Podcast of Christian author and speaker, Troy Black. We're praying that, as you listen, God will reveal His love, grace, and truth to you in a deeper way. After listening, don't forget to connect with Troy on YouTube and Facebook. May this message from Troy inspire you in your walk with Christ.
Hey, y'all, this is Troy Black. So I realize we are in kind of a scary season right now. We're coming out of this whole virus issue, but in quarantine issue a little bit, you know, starting to. But at the same time, a lot of people have lost their jobs. The economy is looking a little bit crazy. And so I want to share with you this word I believe God has put on my heart for you. And that is that He wants you to walk into this next season full of faith. And in this video, I'm going to show you how to do that. I'm going to give you some practical steps, but also I'm going to share a really cool story with you about a time when God showed up miraculously and did a miracle in my finances. So I honestly, truly believe that we do not, as Christians, we do not have a knowledge problem today. And even those who are seeking the Lord, starting to seek the Lord, but are not saved yet, there's so much information out there. And so many of us, some of the unbelievers that we try to witness to, they can quote the Bible just as good as we can because they've studied it because there's so many resources available. And here's the thing. We do not have a knowledge problem. We have a faith problem. And I'm not trying to be harsh in saying that. My hope through this video is to build you up in your faith. My hope is to be built up myself in my faith simply by sharing what I believe God has given me to share. So I hope that you come out of this video encouraged. So I'm actually going to give you three keys to walking into this next season full of faith. And I'm going to be in Psalms today. I'm going to be in Psalms chapter 138, 139, and 140. And I'm going to start out in Psalms 139. And here is the key that I'm talking about. The first key to walking into this next season in faith is to connect yourself to the God of faith. Connect yourself to the God of faith. Psalms 139, 5 through 7 says, "You have enclosed me behind and before, and laid your hand upon me." It's talking about God here. "Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is too high. I cannot attain to it. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence?" This is David talking here, and he is describing his relationship with God. He's describing his walk with God's spirit. And he's saying, where can I go? You know, to get away from you, I cannot. Everywhere I go, you go with me. You've already been there. You already know where I'm going. You know where I've been. And this is the description of the kind of walk that I believe God wants us to have during this season. If we're going to be walking in faith, we've got to stay connected to God through His Holy Spirit. And so I'm going to jump down to verse 11 in the same chapter, Psalm 139:11. "If I say, surely the darkness will overwhelm me and the light around me will be night, even the darkness is not dark to you, and the night is as bright as the day. Darkness and light are alike to you." David is making this amazing point here, and here's his point. Even when he walks through the seasons that he would consider dark, it doesn't scare God, and God is with him. And here's the point that I want to pull out of this, is that it doesn't matter what season we're walking into next. It might be dark. We might not be able to see where we're going. It might look worse than it's ever looked. It doesn't scare God, and the God who does not get scared is with us if we know Him. He's walking with us. And when we stay standing on the truth of His word, on that truth, Jesus said, "I will never leave you or forsake you." When we know that we know Jesus Christ, we can look at that word that He spoke over us and we can say, man, I might, even if I feel alone in this time, even if I don't have wisdom to know what to do next, I can stand on the word of God and I can know that He's with me. And here's the thing that I believe trips most Christians up. We have this thought in our minds, even if we don't say it out loud, we have this thought, well, if Jesus were really here, right? You know, like we read the stories in the Gospels of the disciples with Jesus through the storm or you know, through the wilderness or whatever they faced, or even demonic activity or people with illnesses or lack of food, whatever it was, you know, Jesus was right there. And so we go, of course they could have faith, right? The Son of God was with him. He was standing right there. And if we could ever get over this lie that they had Jesus more present with them than we do, then we would be able to walk in faith in every season. Because the truth is, when Jesus said, I will be with you always, I will never leave you, never forsake you, he was saying this, I will be just as present with you through the Holy Spirit living inside of you as I was when I was walking the earth as a man. No, he's not here physically, but the physical manifestation of Jesus is not what's important. It is the manifestation of his Spirit. You know, if Jesus was on earth and he was just a man, if God had just sent another prophet instead of sending Jesus, if he had just sent a man, that person's presence wouldn't really help without the Spirit of God working through them. But God did not just send a man. God sent the Son of God, fully man and fully God, and the same Spirit that was in him. Paul says the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives inside of us. The same Spirit that walked with Jesus, instead of now us relating to God through Jesus Christ as a man on earth, we get to relate to God through his Spirit. And the Bible actually refers to the Holy Spirit as the Spirit of Jesus. So the same way that Jesus was present with his disciples, he's present with us now for those who know him. And if we can begin to look at every situation that way, man, this boldness, this courage, this faith will rise inside of us and say, okay, so if Peter was walking down the road and Jesus was walking with him, how much courage could he have? Every time I walk down the road, every time I walk into a new season, Jesus is with me the same way. I should have that same courage, and I can have that same courage knowing that the God of the universe is with me. And here's one example of this in Scripture. Jesus has ascended into heaven. The Holy Spirit has come at the day of Pentecost. And then Peter is filled with the Spirit, and he walks up to this man who is lame. This is what Peter says to him. He says, silver and gold have I none, because the man is asking for money. And he says, but what I have, I give to you. Peter doesn't say, I'm going to ask God, you know, I'm going to pray, and maybe hopefully God, you know, will come and maybe he'll help you, hopefully. He says, what I have, I give to you. Peter understood this truth that Jesus, even though he had left physically, was still just as present spiritually, and he had the Spirit of God living inside of him, and all he had to do was give it to this man. That's the faith that Peter was walking in that moment. And no, I don't think Peter was perfect. You know, I don't think he walked in perfect faith all the time. And I'm not perfect. I don't walk in perfect faith all the time either. But if we can get this truth down, if we can connect to the God of faith by believing that God is with us, Jesus is with us, he's never going to leave us. If we can really, honestly, truly get that truth down, we're going to be full of faith as we walk into this next season. The second key to walking in faith that I want to share with you is to begin to believe that the Holy Spirit wants to speak to you and that he will speak to you. Start believing that the Holy Spirit is actually going to speak to you. And if you're listening to me right now, maybe you're in the camp where you've never heard the Holy Spirit speak. Maybe you don't believe he can speak to people today. Or maybe you're on the other side and you've heard him speak, but you know it's been a long time. Or maybe you feel like you've made mistakes and you don't deserve to hear from him personally. It doesn't matter which camp you're in. God wants to speak to you today. He wants to begin to speak to your heart. You don't get to hear the Holy Spirit because of how good you've been, because of what you've done, or because of how much you've obeyed. We get to hear from the Holy Spirit personally because when Jesus died on the cross, he paid the price for all of our sins. The Holy Spirit came out of the temple. The veil was torn, and he came to live in the hearts of believers. We get to have fellowship with God through the Spirit because of what Jesus did for us. That's why we can believe that God will speak to us. So I'm going to back up one chapter to Psalm 138, verse 1. David is writing and he says, I will give you thanks with all my heart. I will sing praises to you before the gods. I will bow down toward your holy temple and give thanks to your name for your loving kindness and your truth. For you have magnified your word according to all your name. On the day I called, you answered me. You made me bold with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth will give thanks to you, O Lord, when they have heard the words of your mouth. This is amazing. David says, on the day I called, that means God did not wait. He did not hesitate to respond to David. He said, you answered me. You made me bold with strength in my soul. Boldness, the ability to walk in boldness comes as we hear God's voice, as we hear not just, you know, the written word, but the spoken word, the utterances from his spirit inside of our spirit, inside of our hearts. When his voice shows up, we can walk in boldness. Why? Because now we're not just guessing, you know, we're not just doing our best to take the principles of God's word and apply them practically to our lives. The Holy Spirit, his voice is what connects God's principles to our reality. You know, that's where God shows us how to live out his word. Not just what to do, but how to put that in practice where we are. Maybe, you know, maybe you're in a hard situation and you're saying, is this principle for now as it was then, or now I can't do what I feel like God is asking me to do. How am I supposed to do this now? The Holy Spirit comes along and says, this is how, this is what I'm expecting you to do during this season. This is what's next.
This is Troy Black. I pray the Lord is speaking to you through this podcast. We'll get back to the message in a second, but I want to take a minute to tell you about how you can support this ministry. I'm able to create videos, books, podcasts, and other materials because of faithful supporters who value my content and who want to help me share the gospel with as many people as possible. All I ask is that you would pray about becoming a part of the work we're doing. Learn more by going to troyblackvideos.com. I hope you're blessed as you continue listening.
So I'm going to jump back to Psalm 139, starting in verse 17. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God! How vast is the sum of them! If I should count them, they would outnumber the sand. When I awake, I am still with you. David is saying here, he was hearing God all the time. And we should be hearing him all the time as well. We should have this intimate, and that's what God wants with us. He wants this intimate, beautiful friendship, this fellowship, this intimacy all the time. He doesn't want us to be going into the world and then coming back out to commune with him every once in a while. He wants us to walk with him all the time. He wants us to go into the world as a light. He wants us to be in the world, but not of it. He wants us to be of his spirit. And when we have that intimacy with God, we don't have to worry about the next season. We don't have to worry about, you know, making a mistake here or there, because his voice is going to be giving us the steps to take. And I want to share a really cool example, a personal example from my own life with you, about a time when God spoke to me and it gave me boldness to walk into the next season. I work part-time for another ministry. Last fall, I was actually working a lot. I put in a lot of hours, not only with that ministry, but working on my own ministry, my own videos, and this book that I've been writing this past year. Anyways, and so I was very, very tired, and I was getting to the point of burnout. I felt exhausted. I felt like if I don't take some time off, I'm just going to like explode. I don't know what. And I'd also had some trouble sleeping that week a few days in a row. So I was so tired, so exhausted. And I said, you know what? I'm gonna take this Friday off. I'm gonna take Friday off. And right after I decided I was gonna take Friday off, I actually got sent some extra projects. And I looked at these projects, and if I could get them done within a week, I would get paid several thousand dollars. And I was thinking, man, I really need that money right now. I really need to take on these projects. And I know it's a last minute thing, so it's going to take me working over the weekend probably. It's going to mean that I can't take Friday off. And I was actually starting to get really anxious about it, really stressed out about it, because I felt trapped in between needing to take time off, but also feeling like I needed to do this extra work. So I went to the Lord and I prayed about it, and God told me, don't do it. He said, don't do it. And I'm like, but I was so anxious, feeling like I need to do it. When I went back to the Lord again, and I hadn't told them I wasn't going to do it yet, I kept thinking maybe God will let me do it. I went back to the Lord again. The Holy Spirit spoke really clearly to me, and he said, the money that you would have gotten from these projects, I'm going to replace that within a week. You're going to see it come through another stream within a week. And I said, okay. And when I heard his voice, and I knew from past experiences, I could, and not just past experiences, but also just trusting his character, I knew that if God said that, it was going to be true, and I could believe him. So I turned the projects down. I said no, and you know, I didn't know where that money was going to come from. But within a week's time, about 5 or 6 days from then, the same ministry, they actually sent me a message letting me know that my hourly rate was going to be increased this next year. I immediately sat down and I calculated out what the difference was going to look like over the next year and how much money I was going to make. And it was exactly the amount of money that I was going to make off of those projects if I had taken them. And I could clearly see God was providing for my needs, but also He was willing to speak to me ahead of time to help me to make the right decision. God knew that I needed to rest, and He was telling me to rest. But it was His word that gave me the boldness and the confidence I needed to walk in His will that week, to walk forward in faith into the next season that I was going into. And because I walked in His will, because I listened to His voice, man, I talked to a friend the week after, and I told him this story, and the friend asked me, and I said, you know, and I said this phrase, like, God provided the same money that I would have made doing these projects. He provided it a better way. And the friend asked me this question. He said, how is it better? You know, like, just because you get the money a different way, how is it better? And I said, because I didn't have to do any extra work to receive it. There are so many paths in this life that we can take, so many directions we can go. God wants to speak to you clearly. He wants to speak to your heart through the Holy Spirit. And He wants to let you know, this is good, this is not. Or sometimes He says, it's up to you, either this way or this way, and I'm going to be with you. But when we are hearing His voice clearly, then we know we can walk forward in faith. We can stand boldly on what He has said, on what His word says. And we can walk forward in faith. So the third key to help you walk into this next season in faith is to stay moldable, to be moldable, to allow the Lord to mold you and change your heart. And David actually talks about this in Psalm 139 again. In verse 23, he says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxious thoughts, and see if there be any hurtful way in me, and lead me in the everlasting way." This is amazing. It's a clear picture of God having the better idea as to what is the good way to go. It's a clear picture of God looking on the inside of a person and saying, these are the things that are good for you to keep. These are the things I'm gonna pull away. I'm going to shape you into more of an image of my son, Jesus. And you're going to be better off. And it really, that process happening, if we know God, that process is really easy and really hard at the same time. It's easy in the fact that we don't have to do much. All we have to do is allow God in. All we have to do is allow His word to wash over us, to cleanse us, to change us. All we have to do is allow the Holy Spirit to speak to us. And we just have to have this humble heart. We have to be poor in spirit, as the Bible, that's one of the ways the Bible phrases it. And it's really hard at the same time because, man, we don't want to give up control, you know, like that's where it becomes hard. It's easy if we're willing to give up that control, if we're willing to say, you know, not my will be done, but your will be done, God. And another verse that shows this is the next chapter, Psalm 140, verses 12 through 13. It says, "I know that the Lord will maintain the cause of the afflicted and justice for the poor. Surely the righteous will give thanks to your name. The upright will dwell in your presence." And I'm going to jump ahead to one more verse, Psalm 143, 8 through 10. "Let me hear your loving kindness in the morning, for I trust in you. Teach me the way in which I should walk, for to you I lift up my soul. Deliver me, O Lord, from my enemies. I take refuge in you. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Let your good spirit lead me on level ground." When we are willing to stay moldable, when we're willing to have that childlike, that heart of a child, and, you know, Jesus said He wants us to have childlike faith. That comes by approaching God humbly. When we have that perspective of a child, we're going to grow in faith a whole lot faster than if we had a perspective of, you know, I know what I'm doing here, God. You know, like I've got this knowledge, I've got this degree, or I've got this whatever it might be. When we come to God with those things, man, God's going to have to knock down those walls before He can start to build our faith up. But as we walk into this next season, moldable, humble, poor in spirit, realizing that everything we need comes from God, that His will is so much better than our will, that His ways are so much better than our ways, we're gonna start to grow in faith a whole lot faster than we ever could If we're walking in pride, or if we're walking in accomplishment mindset, or whatever it might be, you know, I'm a parent, and my kids, when I can tell they're listening to me, that's when they're actually hearing what I'm trying to communicate to them. There are times where they're sitting there, they're technically hearing what I'm saying, but they're focused on something else. You know, they think, you know, I don't really need to hear what my dad is saying right now. It might be something really important. They don't understand my heart behind what I'm telling them. They think I'm just rambling on or something, you know? And what I want to say in those moments is like, you're hearing me, but you're not really hearing me. You're not really getting what I'm really trying to say to you. And that is what I believe the Holy Spirit is saying to us right now as the body of Christ is, you're hearing me, yeah. When you read the word, you're hearing me, yeah. When you hear, you know, from my spirit, you're hearing me. But there are times where you're not really hearing me. And the key to unlocking that that intimate fellowship, that clear voice of the Holy Spirit, is a childlike heart, is this heart of God, there's nothing I can do apart from you. Jesus even said that in the Gospels. He said, apart from me, you can do nothing. When we come to God with that attitude, man, God is able to build us up in faith. He's able to speak to us very clearly, and we are going to walk into this next season full of His power, His authority. The Bible says it's not by might nor power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. His Spirit has a lot more power and might than we do. When we're trusting in our own ability, man, we're going to see a lot of roadblocks along the way. But when we're trusting in Him, His Spirit, His ability, we're going to be busting down those walls that were going to hold us back. And there's so many walls that I feel like, you know, there's so many things that come up against us. Like maybe the economy, maybe the finances being out of order, maybe sickness or disease or a virus or whatever it might be. But this is what faith looks like. Faith is when the cure does not show up. Faith is when the money does not show up. Faith is when the people that we needed to help us don't show up. Faith is when the answer does not show up. And yet, even though all those things don't show up, Jesus shows up. And because of that, we're okay. And we can know in our hearts, He is all I really need. That is what faith looks like. And the amazing thing is, like, when we are trusting in Him with that childlike perspective, man, He wants to provide all those things for us. He wants to bring those things with Him. Jesus said, seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. How do we do that? How do we seek first God's kingdom? How do we seek first His righteousness? Through faith. It's a walk of faith. So I really hope this video has encouraged you today. If you want to learn more about my ministry, you can go to troyblackvideos.com. Make sure you subscribe and click that little bell icon so you can get notified of future videos. And go follow me on Facebook if you haven't. Also, if you haven't got the free copy of My Mess, it's my testimony book. I've made it available as a free PDF download. Go to troyblackvideos.com. You can get a free copy of that today. I love y'all so much, and I'll see you next time.
You can connect with Troy Black on YouTube or Facebook. For more content from Troy Black, or to find out how you can support this ministry, visit troyblackvideos.com.